This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's one of the Crypto Six, Arya Nemetso. And
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is also here tonight.
And I see another weird little issue. Has the dump button display always looked like that?
I actually haven't been using the PC display. I've just been relying on the rack mount. And it was still, there seemed to be a little bit of a delay still, except the opposite way. So before it was late and now it's early, or before it was early, now it's late. I don't remember which one it is.
I'll have to ask you about that after the show.
Yeah, it's fine.
The display here is weird, and I like things to work the way they're supposed to work. And the phone system right now is driving me crazy because everything about it should be working properly, but it isn't. And as an IT person, that's going to sit in the back of my mind perpetually until it's fixed.
It's just not exactly properly.
But it should be working properly.
Like a, there's like a gremlin in there.
Everything is set up correctly, but here we are.
Kind of had to rig this up to make it work instead of the ideal version of itself.
No, it's back to ideal now.
Yeah, no,
I
was able to come in and plug all the things in the proper way and do all the routing and the cabling and the networking and the subnets and
What this is supposed to be?
Yeah,
I am the assistant programming director of Free Talk Live and LRN. I mean, Ian showed me how to do all of this stuff. The problem is, I wasn't able to get out here.
All I did was plug everything in where I thought it might should go, and then bypass most of everything so that we could get a show delivered over the internet to the network. And so, you know, we didn't have phones. We were doing just hosts talking. We weren't able to take people's calls, that kind of a thing. So, I'm glad things are back, and I'm sure the callers are glad as well.
Oh, sure, shirking your duty just because you got kidnapped by child pornographers.
Let's go to those phones. We got Courtney calling. Courtney, you're on Free Talk Live. And I keep hitting the wrong button. Courtney, now you're on Free Talk Live.
Well,
I mean, the one that I hit is like flashing, like trying to get my attention. I'm like, okay, press the flashy button, even though I know better.
Right, yeah.
What's on your mind, Courtney?
All right, so, Bonnie, the last time that I was talking about my case. Today was the last day of my trial, and they stated that I'm going to get my kids back within 90 days.
Congratulations.
Now, that's awesome. I haven't heard anything about this. Why were your kids taken from you?
My kids were taken from me. I have a son that's disabled. He's autistic.
Okay.
So, being that you're an autistic child, he does things that aren't regular with a regular child that you have. And CPS, when they were inside of my home, because they don't have a background with working with special needs kids, certain things happened where different reports were made stating that I wasn't being a very good mother to them, that I was abusing them. And one night, I waited for the kids to go to sleep. I decided to drink. When I drank, my son got up. He was on his way to his babysitter's house, so he was riding his bike over there. Got picked up by the cops.
Why?
Got over back to the house. Yes.
Why?
Because he was walking in the street alone, assumably.
Well, he was on his bike.
Oh, on his
riding
bike.
His bike to the babysitter's house. But yes, that is
illegal.
They're alone.
Was
seven at the time.
What time of day was this? Like, was this after 10 p.m.?
It was at 9:30, about 10 o'clock at night when it actually happened.
So it wouldn't have even been past.
And he was supposed to be in bed.
I mean, that kind of changes from place to place, but, like, is that even after curfew where you are?
What curfew?
Oh, I've I don't know how common this is, but back in Colorado, there was a standard curfew of 10 o'clock for anyone under 18. You're just not allowed to be out past that point.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, this was actually how I ended up finding out about libertarianism in the first place, was that there were these stickers that you could get that were protesting the curfew, and then you could use that as the legal defense of, well, I'm expressing myself politically, and that's a freedom of speech violation if you lock me up for it. So, yeah, so do they have, like,
all right, well, this happened back in June of... The situation with my son happened in June of 2019 with both my kids. They were removed. They're about to close my case, like literally close my case. I decided to drink when they went to sleep. They took my kids, and they went straight for termination. So I haven't seen nor talked with my kids in about 2 years.
Holy God. And one of them is autistic. My nephew is autistic. I mean, he needs to be around his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, and see, that's because the people up here in my town are, it's a small town, but because they don't have, like, training working with a special needs kid, when they look in, they think that this house is chaotic, this child is, you know, flipping out, they're doing this, that, and the other thing, and it turned into a situation that shouldn't have been in. So when they took my kids, they took my daughter, placed my son home, then they took my son, then they placed my son back home within 4 months. It was chaotic.
I think the most horrifying thing you've said so far is that the CPS in your town has no experience dealing with autistic or special needs children.
Exactly.
That's absolutely grotesque.
It is.
That's the bulk of their job, is it not?
Yeah, her case is really disturbing on many levels.
So. Yeah, I mean, I could see how, like, if you have no experience with that, and then it's like, oh, well, your child is running away from home. And it's like, no, he's just autistic and doesn't have the same framework of reality
that you do.
So he's headed to his babysitters, because that seems like the thing to do right now.
Well, Courtney, congratulations on getting your children back. I hope that they're well. I hope that they haven't been molested,
which
is alarmingly common.
They have. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's alarmingly common.
Oh, no, in this particular case, that I've been listening to this caller before, and yeah, no, she's let us know that they have. Her son's already been molested during the 2 years that her kids were stolen from her.
Don't fix it if it isn't broken, government. But they always break everything.
Yeah. Children are not designed to be raised by institutions, and the institution of government is based on coercion, and that makes it, in my mind, an illegitimate institution that should be terminated immediately.
Yeah, it's this amazing, like, fork in the road of time where, like, kid is bicycling to his babysitter. Now, this could have gone one of two ways. Kid makes it to the babysitter, babysitter brings kid back home, and everything goes according to plan. Like, the kids are with their mom, and everything's where, you know, they are protected from being molested. But instead, that particular officer decided that a kid riding his bike at 9:30 at night was just too darn suspicious. So they've got to stop that kid, and then it just snowballs into this whole thing where all of her kids get taken from her, and then 2 years later, they're finally done with the special court that they have for that. And by special, I mean absolutely lawless.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I was seven, I was out at midnight alone.
So was I, but sometimes I would leave without my parental units knowing about it as well, so...
Well, sure, but not when I was seven.
I was that... No, I mean, even at, like, seven.
Really?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I was
not sneaking out of the house at seven. Maybe 13 or 14 and up.
Even as a child, I had a fierce independent streak, if you can believe that. I know, shocking.
You? An independent streak.
Yeah.
I'm going to need documentation.
I remember there was a particular point in time where adults no longer bathe you, right? So as, yeah. as a kid, you're bathed by adults, you're bathed by adults, and then at some point in time, you learn how to bathe yourself, and you graduate into self-bathing. Mm-hmm. And this was a fight, a screaming, crying fight with my grandmother at the time, right? She was trying to, you know, give me a bath and, like, rinse my hair out, and she's getting shampoo in my eyes, and I'm screaming, like, no, Grandma, no, no, no! And she finally just threw her hands up and, like, left. And that was the day I finally bathed myself.
So I know people are curious about the raid. When we get back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what happened on March the 16th. I can't talk a lot, but I'm going to talk about it.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
203-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. But I imagine most people don't want to talk right now. They want to hear about the raid. And I have to be clear, I can't really talk a lot about the raid. I can't talk about the case or the vast majority of stuff that you want to know about, I can't talk about.
Right.
But before I get into that, I will be at ForkFest this year, and you can join me, and the captain will be there. I'm sure Mark will be there.
Yes.
At Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, June the 28th through July the 4th. It's decentralized, which means no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. And we're better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. It's gonna be weird, Ian not being there.
Well, yeah. So hopefully they can get an appeal in and we can get him out, but
I'm certain
to take time.
I'm certain Ian's attorney will appeal.
You can appeal the bail process?
Yes.
Huh. News to me.
And I expect Ian will certainly appeal it. I mean, he's likely to appeal everything, to be honest, every step of the way. But
yeah, it's true. And even
if they do grant him bail, it's unlikely to be prior to ForkFest, I would imagine. I think Chris's appeal, what's his last name? The Nazi. Chris Cantwell. His name escaped me for a moment.
The crying Nazi.
Yes. When he appealed his denial of bail, it was 4 to 5 months later before he finally got another hearing on it, I think. Mm.
Well, and I mean, they're obviously dragging their feet as much as possible. I mean, I will expeditiously get back to you in a week and a half.
So ForkFest.party will still be there. It's still happening June the 28th through July the 4th. And Free Talk Live will be there as well. So check it out. It's Rogers Campground. Beautiful place. So I do want to tell two particular stories about the raid. One of them's very minor, but, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, I sleep in a pair of underwear, right? Suddenly, there's a lot of shouting. I assumed it was the contractors who have been out there doing work at my property for the last almost a year now. I assumed it was them down there just making a lot of noise. So I went flying down the stairs wearing only a blanket and a pair of underwear, screaming, "Guys, what the F is going on?" And there was the FBI. So that was how I woke up on March the 16th at 6 in the morning. And, you know, things proceeded from there. I mean, they did say, "Aria, stop moving or we will open fire." So that was a fun experience. They threatened to open fire on a naked person.
Sounds like a good time.
It was harrowing. It really was. These are not pleasant experiences. It's hard to overstate how harrowing it is, and it was so much worse here.
And I wonder, so I actually saw some pictures, and I know there was two Bearcats that showed up here and, 75 officers. Now, did they have any, prepared for improvised explosion devices going to your house?
No.
Or were they toned down and only had, 20 people?
They handled the raid on my house substantially differently than they handled the raid here. Mm. They did kick in my front door. But that was it. It damaged the frame a little bit. The contractors have already gone out into. I mean, here.
And they didn't need, here, they didn't it, need to use an armored personnel carrier to batter down your door.
No, I mean, here it was an honest to God war zone.
Right.
They created a war zone here.
Yeah.
My house, it wasn't like that. It was still an FBI raid, so it was still, exactly what you would expect it to be, but it was not a war zone like it was here, from what I've been told.
Right.
They didn't knock out any windows. They didn't use these giant hooks to pull out window frames or anything like that. They just kicked in the front door, and after that, the kitchen door itself was unlocked, so they just came in and guns pointed, flashlights, riot shields, all of that for a naked person. And, again, I have to stress, all of this is for the whitest of white-collar allegations, essentially, right, according to the indictment, being charged with running an unlicensed business.
Right. I mean, I'm looking through this, and it's like, okay, so if your paperwork was in order, then there would be no charges. So,
as I understand it, that's correct. I mean, we're essentially being charged with not obeying.
And I can't help but think about, like, every other piece of paperwork that we need to fill in, and, like, under what circumstances would you get this kind of treatment? Where it's like, ah, your license is expired! Destroy the half of their house that they're not in!
It's insane to think about these licensing in other restaurants, like in other circumstances, like a bar losing their liquor license. Oh, suddenly the FBI is there kicking in their door. It would not happen.
And we've got to gather up every last bottle of alcohol for evidence. Like, no, that's not how this works. Like every other circumstance where you are failing to fill out the paperwork and give them their cut, because everything I've read in this, it all stems. It's like, oh well, they did this. Oh, they did this, and it's like, okay, well, if you'd had the licenses that they wanted, then this wouldn't have been a problem.
Who knows? I certainly don't.
Did somebody say bottle of alcohol? Who brought the scotch? I need a scotch. No, nobody? Nobody brought scotch?
Nobody brought scotch.
Nobody's in jail.
Sorry.
My liver didn't bring the scotch.
My liver is disappointed.
So then they took me into what used to be the mosque area, and they confiscated my DVR for my security cameras, because, of course, they did.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want the world knowing how they operate. They don't want the world watching them. That's just like all police officers.
Assumably, there was nothing like a cloud backup or something like that?
No, I took the router out of the environment. Yep. It was completely disconnected from any networking whatsoever.
Mm.
Because I used the router at the quarantine party that we had in order to provide internet access to the party, and I just never set it back up because it's not needed to be on the internet, right?
Yeah.
I can just throw a monitor on it anytime I need to see. But yeah, so they took that, they set me down, they said, all right, you have the right to remain silent, but we'd like to ask you a few questions. I was like, okay, let's do this. The first question was, what can we get for you? So anyone who knows me knows that my answer was a cigarette and a bottle of water from out there. So they brought me a cigarette, which was great.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I got to just sit there smoking a cigarette while answering their questions. I mean, they
Butter me up, would you?
Yeah, they were standard questions, you know.
You spoke to them.
Well, I'm getting to that.
All right.
They asked me my name. I gave it. Date of birth, gave it. How long have you lived in?
Wait, you gave them your date? You haven't given anybody your date of birth. I mean, people know it now, but
they had my date of birth. So, I mean, they had my license at the time.
I just know how, like, close to the vest you keep that. So I'm surprised that you were just like, yep, here it is.
So it turns out the trick is you've just got to steal Arya's license, and then Arya will be willing to tell you
whatever information appears on the license.
Exactly.
Okay, go
so
ahead.
They asked how long I had lived in New Hampshire. I said about 2.5 years, I think. I don't know. 3 years in June, so about 2.5 years. And they said, okay, well, we want to ask you about Bitcoin. I was on my second cigarette at this point because, you know, I was dragging my feet with the questions. I wanted nicotine. I was very stressed out. But I was on my second cigarette at that point when they asked me about Bitcoin, and it was obviously at that point that I said, yeah, I'm not answering any more questions. I need my attorney. So kudos to me for getting a cigarette out of it before I had to go and spend...
Two of them even.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it was closer to 1.5, but...
Hey, you know, better than zero.
Yeah.
And for not answering questions that they didn't already have the answers to.
603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. Call in, talk about whatever you want, because this is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. 90% of American adults will be eligible to receive a coronavirus vaccination within the next 3 weeks. President Biden speaking more about the eligibility expansion at a White House event.
I'm directing my COVID team to ensure there is a vaccine site within 5 miles of 90% of all Americans.
Pharmacies offering vaccinations will soon increase to nearly 40,000 across the United States. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is worried illegal immigrants being brought to his state for processing will spread coronavirus.
They are being handled appropriately, I am told, but what is happening to the adults that have been exposed to those children who have COVID?
He says the kids will stay at a handful of shelters across the state. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden has continued to travel over the weekend to his Delaware home. This as the CDC is continuing to advise people to avoid non-essential travel. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about the president and his traveling.
Well, I would say that the president travels, as does the vice president, on a private plane. That is the purview of every president and vice president throughout American history. That is, of course, different than traveling on a commercial flight and going to mass events. As you know, the president is not hosting rallies, nor is the vice president. We take the role of being models quite seriously, but I think most Americans would recognize the difference.
Prosecutors in Seattle, Washington are charging a Black Lives Matter activist with felony hate crime after he allegedly threatened multiple Asian Americans on two separate occasions earlier this month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Yep, we still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
FreeTalkLive.com. What am I doing? We were just talking
Don't type and talk at the same time.
We were just talking about FreeTalkLive.com as something that I need to do there. So, as you might expect, my brain is in a million different places and has been for like the last 2 weeks. But, you know, moving forward, because the show must go on. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
So, another interesting tidbit from the raid, or at least I find it interesting, and is they asked me if I knew anyone who could open the store next door so that they could get inside the Bitcoin Embassy.
The convenience store.
Well, they wanted to get inside the Bitcoin Embassy.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, Ian Freeman. Obviously, I had no idea anything was happening over here. For all I knew, they were just raiding and arresting me.
Right.
So they brought me my phone, and they said, get the number out of the phone. So I hid it very carefully and unlocked it, and then they tried to grab it from me. So obviously, immediately put it back to sleep.
Yep.
And one of the agents says, oh, well, it's fine. It's just facial recognition, isn't it? Like, dude, did you guys do any research about me? Do you really think I would use facial recognition or fingerprints or anything like that to unlock my phone? No, the only way you can unlock my phone is to be inside my head and have the information that I have.
Face rec and fingerprint unlocking are both some of the stupidest security measures that you could have on a smartphone.
And their warrant actually authorized them to compel us
to use fingerprints and facial recognition to unlock our devices. So they were authorized explicitly to do that. But obviously,
they can't get your private password or whatever number or swipey bit thing.
But they tried.
They're like, these guys are nerds. They must use facial recognition.
No, we're nerds, and that's why we don't use facial recognition. The other agent said, well, here's the thing. We have a warrant here to search your phone, so you can either unlock it for us or we can compel you to unlock it for us. And I said, well, you're going to have to compel me. I'm not doing it. And I didn't do it.
Nice. Were they all, the power of Christ compels you?
Sort of. There was a lot of that. I mean, because the state is a religion, right? They were priests there acting on behalf of the instructions of their God.
Right.
So there was a bit of that going on.
The power of state compels you.
But as far as I understand it, the phone is still secure. It was still receiving text messages as of about 6 p.m. Sunday. That was when it went dark. My new phone was not activated at that point, so all texts were being delivered to my old phone.
Mm-hmm.
But as of Sunday night at 7 o'clock, no text messages were being delivered anywhere, which means my phone has gone dark. So that's possibly good news, I guess, or maybe nothing. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just haven't even attempted to get into it yet. Who knows, right?
Right.
They're probably not moving quickly, given that the trial is estimated to be at least a year out.
Well, and government efficiency is not exactly a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're efficient at wasting things. They're very efficient at that.
Speaking of wasting things, they took my keys. My keychain. What do they call the things that hang around your neck?
The lanyard?
Yeah, they took that, presumably because it was ShireSociety.com. Had my car keys on it, had my work keys on it, had my house keys on it. They took them.
Bastard.
But it gets even dumber. Right? Because I told my attorney, hey, they took my keys and I need those for work and for my car.
Right.
And they just gave them back to him and he brought them to me. So what was the point of taking them at all except to be inefficient and to make me waste time having to ask for them back?
Yeah.
Absolutely bizarre.
They certainly know how to create hassle for anybody they interact with at any time.
And they're good at it.
Yes.
So.
This will annoy you. Well, I'm authorized to do it, therefore it gets done.
The mask thing was handled very differently between here and my house as well, right? Ian refused to wear a mask the whole way, even when he was in jail, right? I attempted to, and I can imagine that, I did it, went about it the same way that Ian did. No, I have a religious exemption, and I have a medical exemption. Mm. Well, we can't prove that, but I can, if you will calm down for a second, they put one on me.
Oh, Jesus.
Against my will.
Oh, wow.
They didn't do that to Ian.
I can tell you for a fact that Detective Bastard in the trench coat was not masked the entire time he was on that property, both the Moose and your house and the embassy.
Good. I don't want people invading my house to be wearing masks.
Yeah. But
if your house has got to be invaded by people, it'd be nice to see their faces.
Yeah. But everybody else had a mask on, all the FBI agents and all the police and all that kind of stuff. Everybody else had a mask on except for Detective Trenchcoat.
Interesting. See, and once, I think one of the officers who was arresting me and actually taking me to Merrimack County Jail said something to the effect of, well, you're going to prison. You're going to wear a mask whether you like it or not. It was at that point that I stopped resisting. I still didn't cooperate, but, I mean, he's right. At that point, they had me. There was no point in making things more difficult for myself.
Oh, man.
On the way to the cage.
Well, so I can't help but think, like...
But, I mean, he lied. I was certainly not on my way to prison.
I mean, everything I've seen has shown that these masks are absolutely faith-based. I mean, they are essentially the statist equivalent of a cross.
I would allow that masks could work in the way that, they insist they work. But in order for the masks to work, people have to stop touching them. And people constantly touch them. And that just spreads the germs to their hands and then onto everything else they touch. It's got to be worse than just not wearing the mask at all.
Well, also, assuming that they work in this way, assuming you actually get the seal around the face that would make the mask work, you're also going to aerosolize every bit of spittle that you've gotten onto that mask. So from the way I look at it, you're actually making it a greater hazard by getting people to wear these things.
Have you guys ever seen a biohazmat suit? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the mask that they wear and the apparatus that's attached to it?
Mm-mm.
It's designed specifically to prevent them from contracting or putting out any sort of biological pathogen.
Right.
And those are the masks that would work in this particular instance. A piece of cloth. You'll notice the government doesn't even recommend a specific type. They're like, yeah, just wear whatever. You know, it could be a bandana. It could be one of these medical masks. It could be a piece of cloth. It could be an old handkerchief. It could be a T-shirt that you grabbed out of your hamper that you wore 2 days ago. I mean,
to give you an idea of how insane this is, when people come into the store at which I work, the front people say, hey, you have to wear a mask to be in here. And people sometimes say, well, I don't have one. Like, okay, well, can you pull your shirt up? And they do. And that's supposed to be effective? No, it's just virtue signaling.
My favorite is the knit masks. I don't know if you guys have seen these at all, but like, seriously, so like, you know, dime-sized holes, you know, in the mesh of it, but you know, but you're wearing a mask, and that makes you one of the faithful.
There's one that somebody we know recommends if you absolutely have to wear, and it basically looks like a piece of like lingerie on your face, because it's see-through, it's sheer, you can totally breathe through it. It doesn't do, not that the regular masks do anything, but this one certainly doesn't do anything, but it's just there to sort of fool the normies into thinking you're docile and compliant. And I'm like, I'm not even wearing that. I'm not wearing this pseudo lingerie on my face to convince the normies that I'm docile and compliant. I'm just going to go mask free, and I'm going to have the courage to stand up to people who are, you've got to wear a mask. And I'm going to be like, no, I sure don't. Have fun making me.
Well, see, that's the thing. Wearing a mask isn't enough anymore to signal that you're compliant, that you're a member of the church, that you follow their religious beliefs. Wearing a mask isn't enough. You have to wear two masks now. And it's because the state, in so many levels, in so many cities and so many states, they made masks a requirement.
Next thing you know, the state's going to, you know, tell you that it's mandatory to wear blindfolds so you can't see what the hell's going on.
So you cannot just wear a mask now to show, oh, you're a member of the Church of Woke, right? Because everyone has to wear a mask, presumably, whether they like it or not. You have to show that you're voluntarily doing it. You're voluntarily sacrificing yourself for the benefit of others. And to do that, they now require two masks.
To me, it's the inverse of the Scarlet Letter, right? Everybody who is a bad person doesn't have a mask, and therefore, they're the Scarlet Letter. Well, everybody else that has a mask are the good people.
What do you think? 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Got Telegram? You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You're calling to talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Arya, the captain and peakless mountaineer. I got it right that time.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you. And
if you keep this up, you'll be pushing the right button to take color soon.
I sure hope so.
Next thing you know, you'll be hosting first chair.
So, once I got to jail, and this is something for which I'm going to have to hire an attorney, at many steps along this way, they asked me, you know, how do you identify? And I always gave them the same answer, as a female, right? When I had to use the restroom before we left, they had a female escort me there. A female was the one who escorted me to get dressed, and that was my answer every single time.
Yeah.
And yet, the release documents that I got list my sex as unknown. On top of that, the release statement, the terms, the conditions of the bail, they actually scratched out her and wrote there instead.
That's interesting.
Someone within the U.S. government was so concerned about this and not letting me be called her that they literally scratched it out and wrote there instead.
That is your preferred pronoun, right?
It is my pronoun.
Yeah. So
her is
right. Yes, that's what I'm saying. So I mean, if you said that repeatedly,
I have never owned any.
You've made it very clear that is what you identify. I don't understand why anybody would be concerned about it.
I don't either.
Secret agents within government that just will not allow you to be called her.
And it gets worse because where was I held during this? I wasn't put in with the men and I wasn't put in with the women. According to my attorney, they didn't know what to do with me. So they isolated me. In medical.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah. Lawsuits out the ass on Merrimack County.
Good.
I hope they're ready for it.
Yeah.
Because I will give my friends leeway. My attorney, he occasionally calls me he. He corrects himself, but you know, I'll give you leeway. But the American government gets none.
No, they shouldn't.
So, anyway. Moving on to what's happening in the world. You have the story, I believe.
If you still have it in front of you.
I have several. I was ill-prepared for this moment. However, stand by. I will have a story in more in less time than it takes you to say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite attractive. No, I'm stalling for time.
Yeah, I figured that must be what you were up to.
I'm stalling for time.
Are you Joseph stalling for time?
Joseph stalling for time. I have... Well, you can't really talk about Bitcoin, can you? Okay.
I can't.
We won't go there. I have this from the Daily...
I can't even look at the prices of Bitcoin. I mean, I can't access any of my wallets, and it's...
Well, I'd tell you, but I'm sure that's a violation, too.
I don't know. Probably not, because you're just reporting a number to me. But, I mean, it's not anything that's important to me right now anyway, so I don't really care what the price is.
Well, we have been talking...
I can't use it, so... Yeah.
We have been talking about how dumb government is, and in this case, in your case, in the case of the terrorist attack here on the studio and the Bitcoin embassy and all that kind of thing, the FBI specifically, they were the majority of the federal agents that were here were FBI. They were all wearing FBI badges or, you know, stick-ons or Velcro things on there. All of their badges and whatever were covered up, right? Their name tags,
really?
and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, nobody had any identifying marks on them whatsoever.
Isn't that illegal?
I'm pretty sure.
Probably.
You know, we should probably have somebody take a look at the footage that, you know, some of the, you know, the friends that captured and see, you know, hey, is that the case? And see if there's something that can be done about that. But
I mean, there was certainly a time in this country where we considered the idea of a secret police not good.
You might not be aware, but there has been in the news recently some quote-unquote mass shooters. There was one in Colorado recently. I think 5 people died. There was another one.
I heard something about that.
Arizona or somewhere.
There's something about some Muslim dude that people are arguing about whether or not he's white.
He was from Syria. You know, the place Biden bombed. So Biden can bomb Syria, but when a Syrian opens fire in Colorado, it's like, oh, it's a horrible thing, you know.
See, the only thing I've heard about that is whether or not the dude was white.
Yeah, everybody's playing that up to be like, you know, some sort of SJW racial thing.
Well, everybody, that's the only thing that matters anymore, haven't you heard? Like, race, that is the only thing that ever matters. Like, we can determine whether or not something's a hate crime on that basis alone.
A white right wing? I can't even say that properly, but like the news is all making it out to be, you know, somebody from the right, you know, had an assault-style rifle and opened fire. No, it wasn't, of course. But I have this from DailyCaller.com about the FBI specifically. The FBI's own stats show that knives kill far more people than rifles in America, and it's not even close.
Really? It's hard to kill someone with a knife.
Really?
I mean...
It's a lot easier to kill them with a gun.
You stab them and then turn. Right? That's what I know.
Yeah, rifles are certainly more effective.
Stabbing someone once is not going to kill them.
There
have been people who have been stabbed upwards of 40, 50 times
sure,
and they lived.
This is likely by people who don't know the part about turning. Like, they'll show reenactments frequently of, like, how somebody, like, a jilted lover, you know, kills their spouse or whatever. And it's always just this continuous downward, stab 43 times, right? And it's never, like, stab and turn, right? It's always just stab, stab, stab. And that's how people survive. The military will teach you that if you're going to stab somebody, you put the knife in them and then you turn the knife. And that's how you get the most effect out of the knife to kill somebody. Don't ask me.
You know, I could have gone the rest of my life without ever knowing that, but thanks.
Who knows? You might need to defend yourself with a knife someday.
I'm not allowed to defend myself with a knife.
Okay.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
The same terms about having dangerous weapons that apply to felons apply to me at the moment.
I mean, it could be a spoon. It could be a spork.
I feel like if you manage to stab someone with a spoon,
how about a spork?
They're not surviving. There's no need to twist it. Right.
You know, you're probably right about that. It's not exactly a clean wound that leaves. So, like, once you get into the lung with the middle of the spoon, you know, you really don't need to grapefruit it at that point, you know?
Grapefruit. Recent shootings in Atlanta, Georgia, and Boulder, Colorado are driving a renewed push to ban assault-style rifles, whatever that means. like the AR-15. But according to FBI data, far more murders are committed with handguns, knives, or even hands and feet.
Okay, handguns makes a lot more sense. I would imagine the vast majority of murders involve a handgun.
They're going to get to the bit about the knives.
There's more people kicked to death than killed with rifles.
Really?
Like curb stomp? Or?
Yeah. Well, I mean, isn't that what that was saying?
How many people a year do cows kill? Or I know it's a lot. Yeah.
Or do they put hands and feet in one category?
You would think I'd know that being from Wisconsin, but it's America's Dairyland. A lot of cows.
I do not remember the number, but cows kill a lot of people each year. I'm curious whether or not cows kill more people than rifles.
Normally, this would be an example where I would say to a person who said that to, why don't you consult the magic rectangle in your pocket?
Yeah.
Except I can't.
Yeah.
You can't. You're like living in a time machine. You're going to have to like write stuff down on paper with a pen.
No.
Should we get you a rotary phone?
I'm allowed to type. I'm allowed to have a phone. Right?
Okay.
I can text message. I can make calls.
But I can't be like, dude, Google it.
Correct.
Wait, I thought you could use Google services, just not their search engine.
Well, I haven't asked specifically about their search engine. I'm on a white list of what I can and can't do. I mean, so just assume I can't do it unless I've explicitly given. I had to ask permission to use the gay dating app Grindr, which I did today, actually. But that's how it is.
Wow.
Can I do this?
Dear government, can I try to get laid, please?
That sucks. That really sucks. I can't even imagine.
It sucks a whole lot more for Ian, though.
Yeah, it sure does.
And nobody.
At any rate, this article continues. The FBI's most recent data from 2019 shows that while firearms account for the vast majority of homicides overall, 10,258, the number of homicides committed using a rifle, 364, is much smaller. Handguns were listed as the primary weapon in 6,368 cases, and shotguns accounted for another 200. There were 45 cases that named other gun as the weapon, and 3,281 cases in which the type of firearm was not specified. Assuming the unspecified...
Well, a rifle is not a very good weapon to commit a murder with, if we think about this rationally. It's the best weapon available for a mass murder, I guess.
I don't even know that, really. I mean, if you got good aim and gun.
I would think bombs would be better at mass murder than rifles.
Yeah. You
know. It's true. I don't want people being good at mass murder, though.
Well, you know, tell the government to stop.
Right.
Because we learned it from watching you, government. We learned it from watching you.
603-283-6160. That's the caller line. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.